Welcome to another Carlin Lake Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, when was the last time we talked about the greatest players from various sports?
I'm sure we've done it before, haven't we?
I'm sure we have too, but let's give it another go. Let's just sort of...
The greatest?
Well, in your opinion. I mean, for argument's sake, obviously everyone reckons Babe Ruth is the greatest ever baseballer, but and I agree
is
with
that. Is that because we're Australian? And we don't – like, I don't know many – I mean, you're a baseball historian. I don't know much about baseball.
Have you ever heard of Dave Neilson?
He's Australian.
Yes.
Yes. He was a pitcher.
No, he was a catcher.
Okay. But he was – I certainly remember him. When did he play?
Played in the 90s for Milwaukee Brewers. He was a catcher, and he was the first Australian to make the All-Star team.
Okay. I do know that name.
And he came back, and he I remember when he was like 17, 18, he won the award as the best player in the Claxton Shield, the Helms Award, and he went over there and he played in America, but he came back and he played for Australia in the 1999 Intercontinental Cup where we won the gold medal, beat Cuba, and he played in the Olympics. He also played in Japan, but...
I remember a good pitcher going to America from Adelaide back in the day.
Shane Bennett?
Yes, that name, Ben. Yeah.
He also played. He was listed with Collingwood.
He was from Adelaide, wasn't he?
Yeah, North Adelaide. Yeah. No, he's a great guy. I know.
Who would? What about a modern baseball player?
Modern baseball player.
Modern. Like who? I mean, if everyone would say like, okay, who's the greatest Australian cricketer? So Donald Bradman, and Babe Ruth, obviously. But who would people say now is the best baseballer going around?
Possibly Aaron Whitfield, who made his Major League debut last year, and he's won a couple of Helms Awards in the ABL for Brisbane and for Adelaide. He's a great player.
Okay.
And, look, let's go on. What about ice hockey now? Wayne Gretzky, he would have to be it.
I've watched the guys play ice hockey here.
Yeah.
But, again, I don't know much about ice hockey, but Wayne Gretzky, obviously people talk about being the greatest of all time.
Well, to my mind... Wayne Gretzky is to ice hockey what Michael Jordan is to basketball.
I've heard people say that. What about the Mighty Ducks? Have you heard of them?
Yes.
The Mighty Ducks and
three movies,
the V formation that they sort of specialised in.
Yeah.
How do you think that goes up there? Is that like up there all-time ice hockey stuff?
No. You know Ryan O'Hanley, who we've interviewed?
Yes.
He's coached the Australian team.
He has.
And his sons play.
He's very good.
So, yeah, he is. So ice hockey sort of... very minor sport.
I've been to a number of ice hockey games here. It is a minor sport, but and we've had Nat Ayres, for example, Maggie
Ayres.
Yes. So they're my favourite ice hockey players.
I remember
You know why? I'll say Meg before Nat. Do you know why?
Older.
No, Nat wouldn't come on our show. Remember we tried to get her on here. Oh no, I can't talk.
Well, you know, I saw USA versus Canada at the Entertainment Centre a couple of times. That was pretty good. Now, let's talk about cricket. Now,
cricket.
Don Bradman, obviously, is the best ever, but you reckon Sir Garth Sobers.
Yeah, I know that name. He was a good – he played for West Indies, didn't he?
Yeah.
I've never seen him play, but I've heard people talk about him. Now, you must know about him. Tell me about him.
Well, he was
– was he a great batsman?
Yes. He's got one of the highest ever batting averages. He was so good with the coaching guys as he played here in South Australia. He just led by example and was, you know, always willing to give a word of advice.
In the West Sea, when I grew up as a younger fella, like the West Indies really dominated cricket when I was growing up.
He was before that time.
I know, he was before that. But did he sort of set up that era of cricket for West Indies? Because they're not there at the moment, are they?
No.
But they were back.
You can see his fingerprints all over it. And, of course, they had all those fast bowlers, which helped.
Yes, they had a lot of fast bowlers. Michael Holding, I remember. He was so smooth and fast.
Yeah, well, look, Don Bradman, there's no argument he's the best ever cricketer. But, of course, my historic favourite is Joe Darling.
Of course.
Yes.
And he played baseball as well, I believe.
No, he didn't actually.
Didn't he?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'm sure you told me he played some baseball.
No, I found where he was interested in going and give it a go, but he didn't play, unfortunately. Now, football, my favourite all time was Barry Robin. I just thought he was the best ever.
All right, well, he was. I mean, you know, we're talking a long time ago. What about Johnny Duckworth?
1979, McGarry Medals with Central District. Big, strong.
He was my favourite.
He was just
when I was a kid, force. Like young fella playing for Salisbury, watching him play for Centrals, I loved it. He was so hard and fast and hit people hard. And remember, he grabbed the ball and just run, and people were trying to stop him and they couldn't. And he could kick the ball a mile.
2 miles. Yeah, he was just incredible. Do you know what number he wore?
I'm going to say 94, but is that right?
No.
What number was it?
19.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because I had Johnny Duckworth on my
duffel coat.
I lost. I was trying to think, what is that black coat called?
It's a duffel
coat. Was it 19, was it?
Yes.
Jeez.
You know, there was an old saying that became popular. When he won the McGarry Medal, they often said, what's a duck worth? A McGarry Medal.
Oh, that's a good joke.
It was an in-joke. And you applied for Salisbury at that period.
Well, I would have been, yeah.
What were you in the under nines?
About that.
Yes, I was playing senior footy for Salisbury.
And who else did he play? Because he came from Victoria, didn't he?
Well,
WA. Was he WA?
WA. Then he went to Fitzroy and he did some national service in Vietnam. And then he sort of had a real bad injury from a car accident, but he recovered and came out here and played in 79, won the McGarry Medal. Then he was injured a bit in 1980, played here in 1980 for Central District, but then he went home to, I think, West Perth. He played for a couple of teams over there.
Yes, so I remember him being from WA.
Yes, now we spoke about Michael Jordan for basketball, but, you know, you mentioned Luke Longley and Lowen Jackson. Tell us a little bit more about them.
Well, from an Australian perspective, I mean, Luke Longley, I mean, we've got a number of Australians playing now and it seems to be the flavour of the month. Like, they love Australians in the NBA. But Luke Longley was one of the early pioneers, wasn't he? I mean, he's a three-time champion with the Bulls. But then Lauren Jackson, we talked about her, like, she's in the Hall of Fame, the NBA Hall of Fame. I mean, and she, like, she's done everything for basketball in Australia. And it's interesting. I mean, us two blokes talking. But typically when we think of greatest sports, we think of men. But Lauren Jackson, and I said this before on our show, I think really is the best basketballer that Australia's ever produced.
I got a soft spot for Erin Phillips. She was like a pocket dynamo, and she won Olympic silver medals. Then she went on to become the MVP a couple of times for the Hello Crows in football.
She is a fabulous athlete, and, yeah, she's and like she just seems to be – like watching her play now, like she just looks so fit and strong. Like she could just keep going. She's an amazing athlete. But Lauren Jackson, to me, again, like we had our, you know, like this Phil Smyth, for example, Michelle Timms. So that sort of mold of player that was the smaller, more agile player. But Lauren Jackson, 6'6", fabulous athlete. Like she really changed, I think, the way that tall women play basketball. Like she, rather than being just a tall player, she was that tall, athletic. She could handle the ball. She could shoot the ball. And look what I mean. Look across basketball now. You've got tall girls and guys who can shoot the ball, who can handle the ball. But back then, that was sort of, you know, people were put into their little pigeonholes. You're a short player. You can handle the ball. You're the guard. You're the big person. You're going to be the center. But she changed, I think, the way people look at basketball, in especially from a women's perspective.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. Now, let's talk a little bit about soccer now. On the men's side of the game, it's hard to go past Tim Cahill.
Oh, well, he's been a superstar, isn't he, from playing for Australia internationally.
Do you remember some of those goals he kicked in there?
Unbelievable.
Was it 2008 World Cup?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, it was just sensational. And what about Samantha Kerr?
Well, she is the equivalent from the female point of view from soccer, because she's captain. She's played probably the same amount of international games, like the highest scorer for Australia ever in the women's international team, and played, you know, in the biggest leagues around the world. So really, they're on par, aren't they, from their own perspectives?
And what about motorsport? I know you don't know much about motorsport, but my all-time favourite would be Alan Jones. He won the 1980 F1, and I saw him race in the Formula One race in Adelaide in 1985. So he was probably the first driver that really had an impact on me. I mean, obviously, I had Brabham before that, but that's my all-time favourite.
Well, I mean, you can't go past Peter Brock, can you?
No, I've heard of him.
You've heard of him, of course, the king of the mountain. But so, again, like Formula One is the pinnacle of motorsport, but then each sort of country has their own sport, motorsport, and you've got to say like touring cars, V8s, supercars, whatever you want to call them, and they've had different names, has really captured the essence of Australian motoring, hasn't it? Like the V8 Holden versus Ford, and of course Peter Brock, a number of Bathurst wins, number of championships, and he was just like the people's driver, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like he just had that way with the people, the fans, and so, and probably Craig Lowndes. I mean, Craig Lowndes is probably my favorite because, again, I watched him grow up as a young guy and then see him race. And I mean, he's younger than me, but I've seen his whole career. Whereas, like Peter Brock and Alan Moffat and Dick Johnson and those guys, of course, you know, my dad was into motorsport and we'd sit there and watch it, of course, on TV. So, but then Michael Schumacher, you know,
F1.
Seven-time world champion. I mean, sad story because he still obviously had that skiing accident and was in a coma for a long time and obviously is alive but doesn't have the quality of life that he, you know, that we all wish he would have. His young son now is racing F1, which is great. So he's in his second year of Formula One and the Formula One just opened on the weekend and he actually did quite well. So maybe the family name will get to be world champion again.
Who's he driving for?
He is driving for a team called Haas Racing, which is Gene Haas from USA. And it's been a struggling team. But now they've got with these new regulations, which we spoke about a couple of shows ago, it really mixed the weekend up. So Haas driver finished fifth and Schumacher had his best performance finishing 12th. So
good on him.
Yeah, good on him.
Now, everyone knows Farlap, and he's recognised perhaps...
Is that a greyhound? Was a greyhound, wasn't it? Right?
Farlap.
Yeah, one of the greyhounds.
He's recognised as perhaps one of Australia's greatest racehorses, even though he came from New Zealand.
Well, you know we're good at taking New Zealanders.
Yes.
If they're any good, we'll say they're Australian.
The one horse that really captured my imagination was Black Caviar, undefeated, just... The whole run that he had was magnificent.
No idea. I mean, of course I know the name, but I do not follow horse racing. So tell me some more horses.
Palface Adios was a...
Adios. What about Mr. Ed? Was he any good?
Mr. Ed. Oh, look, he could talk his way out of any jam.
Ah, so there you go. I knew there was a horse I knew.
Now, you probably don't know much about athletics, but... One of my favourite athletes all time was a hammerthrower, Sean Carlin.
No. You're just making that up. Come on.
No. It's a local lad sort of come good, did really good. He played footy as well.
He was pretty average.
Now, Kathy Freeman would be my all-time favourite.
Oh, she's wonderful. You asked me before. I just said Edwin Moses.
10 years, undefeated 400 hurdles. Uh-huh.
Yes, and not. I mean... He was such a great runner, wasn't he? And he was such a cool guy. Like, he came to Australia. I met him, and as a young fella. And he dominated the 400-meter hurdles, which is a pretty tough event. But he was just his running technique, and he was so smooth in those long strides and great hurdler. So, and yeah, dominated his sport. But I mean, he's not my favorite, but he was just one that I remembered when we were talking.
You know, and athletics covers so many different sports. You've got the sprints, you've got the longer distance, middle distance, you've got marathons, you've got the field events, you know, it's just so many to choose from.
It is. And like, say, even Daley Thompson, for example, what a great decathlete, like, yeah, you know, and a great personality. Good bloke too.
Yeah. You know, when you look at the history of Olympics and athletics, there's been heroes all along. I mean, we haven't even touched on swimming. Obviously, Dawn Fraser would be my favourite.
Well, it just can't stop. I mean, you start talking Olympics and come on.
Yeah, well, Malcolm Bennett for...
Good old Mal, yep.
Yeah. Paralympic, you know, so their heroes are popping out everywhere.
They're everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's heroes.
Well, mate...
What about chess?
Chess, Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer.
American, you know. There's a lot of Russians, good Russians, but I can't pronounce their names. Anyway, buddy, so ends another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.